There has been an assembly of the people, and now sometime later, and it seems to be, the implication seems to be several years have passed. Sometime later, Joshua calls for another assembly, and he leads Israel in a reaffirmation of their covenant with God, much as Moses had done before he died. This assembly takes place at a place called Shechem. Shechem was the place where Abraham had been when God had promised that he would give him the land to his descendants. Now, Joshua is the one speaking, but he speaks with the divine authority of God, just as Moses had. And he summarizes for us the way that God has dealt with his people. And there's a little key, if you will, a hint within the text itself. The pronoun I, referring to God, occurs 17 times in this chapter. Everything in Israel's history is because of God. I have done this, declares the Lord. I have rescued you. I have brought you salvation. There should be no mistake that even for the people of the Old Testament, salvation was of God. Joshua traces the history of Israel rather briefly from the call of Abraham to the present. He does it in two or three lines as opposed to several books of the Bible. And he highlights the nation's pagan beginning. He doesn't say, you were all really good moral folk and God was so impressed that he decided to save you. But he said, oh, Abraham and his father and his brother, they were idol worshipers way back in Ur of the Chaldees. But God had promised that Abraham would become a great nation and that he would bless him, or bless the world through him. And the people of Joshua's day had kind of lived that early history. They'd not been alive when Abraham had been called, but they had participated, some of them, as children in the crossing of the Red Sea, and certainly as older people going into the land through the Jordan River. They had seen God defeat Jericho by bringing its walls tumbling down, and they had seen greater armies and stronger armies defeated. They had seen the goodness of God in their experience and also in the larger history of their nation, and they knew God's blessing, and they knew also his judgment on those who harmed them. And now they've conquered the land, but they should not view this as their own achievement, but God's. Now, then Joshua goes on in the end of what we'll read to say, I choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He lays his choice before them, and they are challenged to choose. Joshua's response is the only acceptable answer to God's faithfulness and his grace. You see, the goodness of God demands yours and my allegiance. Let me read then the first 15 verses of Joshua chapter 24. Hear now the word of the Lord. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived by the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan, and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. Kind of ironic there, isn't it? And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. Okay, we're up to three. And I gave Esau the hill country of Seir to possess, minus one. And the children of Israel went down to Egypt. Not a great prospect. And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt with what I did in the midst of it, and afterward I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. And when they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and made the sea come upon them and cover them, and your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness a long time. Then I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived on the other side of the Jordan. They fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and you took possession of their land. And I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. And he sent and invited Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Indeed, he blessed you. So I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the leaders of Jericho fought against you, and also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I gave them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out before you, the two kings of the Amorites. It was not by your sword or by your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities you had not built, and you dwelt in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your sight to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I trust that is the cry of your heart each day.